2ST, good times, great music. Pete Bramman here this afternoon, trying to get motivated now with our motivational guy from craigharper.com.au. Craig Harper, how are you doing there, Craig?
Hello, champion. I'm very good. And yourself?
Mate, I'm on top of the world, feeling 100%.
As you always are. You're the poster boy for feeling good.
I think I am, you know. I think I am. Now, a while ago on the show, we spoke to you about a book you were writing about young kids called The Angry Ant, and you were sort of still fine-tuning it. But now it's finished, I believe. Is that right?
It's not about young kids. It's for young kids, but it's almost like a personal development book wrapped in a once upon a time story for kids, Pete. So it's all about, you know, relationships and friendship and trust and communication and acceptance and tolerance. And there's a lot of great themes in there. And
okay.
Yeah, got some really good feedback on it.
All right, well, let's talk about the book for 4 to 8-year-olds. So I gather it's like a bedtime story before the kids go to bed, sit down with mum and dad on the bed and have a bit of a read. What do the kids get out of it, though, Craig? What are you trying to get across?
Well, I think, you know, it's great for kids to start to understand, you know, almost grown-up concepts like tolerance and, you know, emotional kind of connection and decision-making and being aware, you know, things like empathy, being aware of other people's feelings and, you know, just all that stuff. So it's actually a story about an ant who's an angry ant, obviously. That's the name of the book. And he has an experience with a little ladybug who's a 5-year-old ladybug.
Yeah.
And it's just about the connection that these two strange kind of creatures create with each other and a little bit about learning to put your emotions to one side and your selfishness to one side and understand what it's like to see life through the eyes of someone else.
Okay, so
I don't want to tell you too much, but yeah.
Yeah, that's all right.
So got really good feedback about it.
So the principles you apply when you give your talks and lectures all over the world and Australia and stuff to adults, is it sort of just downsized a bit for the kids? That'd be better.
Yeah, well, I mean, the one thing we all want, Pete, is we all want our life to be better in some way and we want better relationships and better connection. And you and I have spoken about you and your son and how, like, as a dad, you want the best thing for him and you want a great relationship with him. And, you know, some of our listeners might want their financial situation to be better or their business or their health. And kids, too. Kids have got to have healthy relationships. And it's good for us to, as adults, teach them these principles from a young age. And if you can wrap those key messages in a kind of a once-upon-a-time story, and make it kid-friendly, then it's not a bad thing.
Oh, look, it can't hurt either, Craig. It's like it can't do any harm. It's only a positive, isn't it, too?
Yeah, of course. And, you know, and this is not the only book out there that has great key messages, but, so we'll see how it goes, and you can, it'll be in bookstores soon, but it's available on my website at the moment, so if someone's interested, they can jump on and have a look, buddy.
That's craigharper.com.au.
Absolutely.
All right, Craig, mate, have a good week. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Thanks for the plug, big fella. I love your work.